Fighters, I want to invite you to up your sales game. Head to Facebook and type in Contractor Sales Pros and join the conversation of what's going on over there. Contractor Sales Pros is a place to ask questions and share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as sales professionals in the construction industry. So jump in and be part of the conversation today.
Hey, Fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. Have you ever made the decision that before the words yes or whatever left your mouth, you already knew that you had just fucked yourself over? Today, we're going to talk about following your gut and knowing your limitations. Years ago, when my oldest was, six, seven, I somehow wound up being the den leader for his Cub Scout troop. I have no idea how this happened. I think there was pressuring from in-laws or societal pressure, some shit to overschedule your children back then. And the long and short of it is somebody like myself who was never in the Scouts, really could care less about the Scouts, was leading the Scouts. So fast forward a couple weeks in, we're at the local elementary school gym, and I am charged with teaching 10 fine junior citizens the Pledge of Allegiance. And I'll tell you, 6 o'clock in a hot gym, there's nothing a little boy wants to do more than learn the Pledge of Allegiance. So things started going sideways. Nobody was having a good time. All these little shits are starting to melt down. They're not my kids. I'm starting to lose it. And so I have a stroke of genius, break into the equipment closet, pull out a bunch of balls, and voila, we get a savage game of dodgeball starting. So all the tears and meltdowns turned into shrieks of joy and vicious cackles as they smoked all their friends. And that went on for about a half hour until the main troop leader came wandering in to check on our progress and completely lost his shit on me for the aforementioned shenanigans. So what am I bringing this up for? I'm bringing this up because I knew that decision to become a den leader was a bad idea before I made it. Going to that meeting, I knew was a bad idea. Being pressured to do something by other people, I knew was a bad idea. Yet, despite all that, despite every flag possible being waved, I still said yes, and I still found myself in that situation. Even today, I'm just like, what the fuck was I thinking? And it's been 14 or 15 years. So in business, which is what we're here to talk about, right? I've made, I think many people listening to this have probably made similar decisions that in their heart, they're like, I'm not sure if this makes sense. Like, should I think twice about it? But instead, we just kind of march on through and do it because we don't really think it through, or we're following some other dumbass's lead or whatever it may be. But the areas where I've really screwed myself making rash decisions or not listening to my spidey senses going off are the following. One, in the services we offered, you know, it's really simple. We see it all the time, despite our preaching that the riches are in the niches, that you're going through the course of your business, you're doing whatever you're doing, and the homeowner asked, hey, by the way, do you do this, whatever this may be? And you start seeing dollar signs. Man, if I just did that, I could take their money. I bet everybody else wants that done as well. Sooner or later, you go from one service or two services to a half dozen, to a dozen. And the next thing you know, you're just a glorified fucking handyman. No offense to handymen. Doing everything under the sun. And you've kind of like lost your whole branding clarity and reason to be. Another area where I screwed up related to services was my territory. We got really successful locally. And in my infinite wisdom, I thought, well, if we're striking, hitting home runs locally, let's just keep on playing on bigger fields. And we just started expanding. Got like a 25-mile service radius, which in Metro Boston is just a clusterfuck of traffic. And lo and behold, what'd we find? Your brand value diminishes pretty quickly when you get out of your hometown if you're not doing some serious advertising. Maintenance costs, fuel costs, vehicles needed, everything just ballooned as we had jobs going off all over the place. And then, of course, you know, the crews and everybody else just gets touch-ups. Everything just became a complete headache. So I would avoid that. Another area I've screwed myself up is on personnel. Not so much making bad hires. I actually made some really good hires and then proceeded to screw the pooch through mismanagement. Notably for me is being really slow to understand that as a business owner, that not everybody has the same passion that I do. Doesn't push themselves and like being uncomfortable like I do. And so I took some really, really solid employees that were perfect in the roles they were hired for, were really happy, everything, and tried to promote them, tried to improve their lives per my lens, and ultimately burned them out and lost both of them. And the last area where I've really screwed myself with bad decisions or just not thinking them through is in marketing, hiring fucking thieves like Angie's List and Yelp in the past, just because it seemed like a good sales pitch. We had tons of work, laboring up, more leads, or you can't go wrong with more leads, yada, yada. And I just literally just threw tens of thousands of dollars out the fucking window because I didn't really think twice. I wasn't very discerning in my purchases, and I just kind of did it off the cuff. Then you're locked into a contract and you get to regret that for the next 12 months, which is an awesome feeling. So if you find yourself about to make a decision that some little spidey sense in the back of your mind is going off, or you got red flags, or just like your friends or family just thinks you're a fucking moron for going down this route, maybe, just maybe, you'll pause, take a breath, give an objective view. Is this the right choice? Is this going to serve the ends I'm looking for? Is this going to create more heartache than it is going to create benefits, et cetera, before you make that call? So that's all I got for you today on Friday Fails. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.